The Age of Adam. If you ever notice artists' illustrations of the Garden of Eden, if the visual artist is really thinking, you know, there's a physical feature missing from the two people. It's, of course, the navel. So when you start thinking about, well, it wouldn't be a navel. But what else wouldn't there be? Or would there be? The Age of Adam. As historical record, the early chapters of Genesis are, at best, spotty, passing over the most important details. We have the idea, for instance, that Adam was created an adult, but no age is registered. This glaring omission creates a world of questions. Take hair, for example. Was this man given the amount of hair one might grow between infancy and adulthood? Or was he shorn? What of the face? Was he formed clean-shaven? If so, why? If not, why not? Pubic hair? No pubic hair? And while we're in that region, how could the man have even been given a working penis if God, unsure of the final product, had not yet decided upon Eve? I have my own ideas. I say Adam was created 18, and God fashioned from his rib an attractive older woman, say 19 to 20, with full round breasts. I say God gave her a tight cream V-neck sweater to ensure procreation. I say there must have been a 57 Chevy parked somewhere in that lush garden, one with plenty of legroom in the back. I say there are certain ingredients necessary for paradise, certain things that make life rich and sweet enough to be worth throwing away.